Nolte, Kamala closes an already disastrous week by trashing Gold Star families. By John Nolte on September 1, 2024. Incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris closed out what was already a terrible week with a desperate flail trashing 13 Gold Star families that then blew up spectacularly in her stupid and incompetent face. First, let's review the last 7 days. As I said last week, Kamala Harris is running a terrible presidential campaign. After 6 of the best weeks any presidential candidate has ever enjoyed. 6 weeks filled with billions and billions of dollars in free corporate media cheerleading and propaganda. It all fell apart at the Democrat National Convention. No post-convention bounce. A country gripped by the cruelty of record inflation. 2 horrific overseas wars, an explosion of violent crime. And a wide-open southern border pouring the horrors of the Third World into once idyllic places like Aurora, Colorado. America was looking for answers, a vision. An idea of where the next president planned to lead us. Instead, Kamala delivered policy-free pablum. Empty rhetoric, a hate campaign against Trump, and happy talk. The result? Plenty of spooging from gerbils like CNN's Jake Tapper, but no post-convention poll bounce. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of national polls, on the last day of her convention, Kamala enjoyed a national lead of 1.7% over former President Trump. Today her lead is 1.8 points. In context, on this same date in her losing campaign, Hillary Clinton had a 4.9 point lead. Barring some unforeseen event, which is always possible, Kamala has peaked. Her peak is a statistical tie, and the polls always underestimate Trump's strength. Losing the debate fight she started. The rules for next week's presidential debate between Harris and Trump were all set and agreed upon. Then, for whatever dumb reason, Kamala launched a bizarre, week-long whining spree to change the rules. This not only made her look weak, she lost a fight she'd started. And this made her look like what she is, incompetent. McDonald's Gate. A big part of Kamala's drive to create a myth around her political rise involves the repeated claim she worked at McDonald's while attending college. It's become a central part of her biography. It was front and center in a recent campaign ad. Thus far, though, no amount of reporting has been able to validate her employment at McDonald's. Thus far, the Harris campaign has not been forthcoming with details that could verify that claim. I'm only a year younger than Kamala. In 1982, I worked at a McDonald's in Delafield, Wisconsin. For a few months, for the record, I was their worst employee, and now look back on those months with shame. See how easy that is? If Kamala did lie, this is not something the corporate media can weasel her out of as they did Tim Walz's stolen valor. She either did or didn't. That disastrous Knoll interview. Kamala had 6 weeks to prep. She had Obama's A-team prepping her. She had a sycophantic interviewer in CNN's hideous Dana Bash. She had a sycophantic network desperate to make her look good, and Kamala still blew it. Incredibly, she had no answer for what she would do as president on day one. She had no answer for her supposed flip-flops on radical ideas she's held for 2 decades. She looked diminished, unsure of herself, and, above all, unpresidential. The optics of the interview, the dark warehouse look was bad enough. But Kamala looked like a little kid finally allowed at the grown-up table. Her decision to bring running mate Tim's stolen valor Walz along made her look especially weak. Then, on 3 different occasions, the open border slash outlaw private insurance slash defund the police slash free healthcare for illegal aliens slash ban fracking slash San Francisco radical stupidly told the world, "My values haven't changed." Within hours, the now firing on all cylinders Trump campaign used that statement to launch one devastating meme after another. Those stupid words will haunt her straight through to November. Above all, Kamala stepped right into the Trump campaign's narrative that she cannot handle the pressure of going off script. And then, on Saturday afternoon, came the big finale. Kamala trashes 13 Gold Star families. Kamala's insanely stupid and cruel Saturday afternoon tweet accusing 13 Gold Star families of agreeing to act as props so Trump could politicize the death of their loved one was unquestionably the act of a desperate campaign panicking over internal poll numbers and hoping to change the narrative on the Sunday shows away from her disastrous CNN interview. In the history of unforced presidential campaign errors, this one's a doozy. That tweet is the act of a drowning campaign looking for any kind of life preserver. Kamala has bragged about being the last one in the room when the calamitous decision was made to surrender Afghanistan to terrorists before all of our people and billions of dollars in weaponry had been removed. That's why these 13 men and women died. Worse still, according to these 13 families, neither Biden nor Kamala has ever reached out in any way to them, not even to offer their condolences. We all know why. These 13 heroes died needlessly due to Biden's and Kamala's dreadful judgment, and now Kamala wants their inconvenient memory forgotten, memory hold, and discarded. Naturally, the craven corporate media have done everything to aid and abet this moral crime, but President Trump has been there for them every step of the way. And they invited him to share their anniversary visit to Arlington. They asked that this solemn moment be photographed as a tribute. They also say they invited Biden and Harris to attend the Arlington and never even received a reply. Nevertheless, on a Saturday afternoon, after what seemed like an unwary truce between the 13 families and the Harris campaign, a desperate Kamala looked at her falling poll numbers and broke the truce by smearing these families with the false claim they had visited Arlington as a political stunt. The families quickly and righteously fired back with the kind of raw intensity that hits voters where they live. Here's a small taste. As we have seen through the decades, American voters are willing to forgive a presidential candidate almost anything: lies, infidelities, scandals, mistakes. What they will not tolerate is incompetency. Trashing Gold Star families is amoral, but it is also as incompetent as it gets. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.